Hey, this is Leo for Actualized.org, and in this quick self-help segment, we are going to talk about positive affirmations. All right, so what are affirmations? How do they work? Do they actually work? And can you use them to create positive changes in your life? And the answer, of course, is yes, you can use them. And if you study personal development and if you study as much of this stuff as I have, literally over $100,000 worth, hundreds of books, some of the best seminars, and you study all these people that are into personal development, you see that they are all on board with positive affirmations. So I'm on board with it too. I've been using it now for about 6 months. You've been using them actively and I've been getting some amazing results. And so I want to share with you some of my quick little tidbits and tips and techniques for how to get positive affirmations to work magic in your life. All right, so what are positive affirmations? And then we'll get into the how-to in this video. And there's gonna be more that I'm gonna talk about in other videos. This is kind of an intro. So basically, a positive affirmation is simply a short statement that you say to yourself and repeat to yourself in order to get your subconscious mind reprogrammed and thinking along an empowering train of thought. So what's an example? Well, one that I'm using right now, for example, is simply this. I am a millionaire. That's my affirmation. And what I do is I repeat it to myself again and again and again. So it would go something like this. I am a millionaire. 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 And that's basically what it is. Pretty simple, right? Of course, I am not technically right now a millionaire, even though I am financially independent. So what is going on here? Why would I be saying this to myself? Isn't this delusional? Isn't this unrealistic? Isn't this fantasy? Well, when you go after goals and when you start to really get on board with this idea that you have a lot of potential within you that you're not actualized and you're not actualizing right now, then what you're starting to understand is that in order to get to where you want to be, you have to have some sort of faith, some sort of confidence. And anything successful that you've done in your life, we can pretty much look back at that history that you've gone through and notice that the places where you succeeded at were the places where you were confident, where you had some sort of faith that something would happen, and you had some sort of vision beyond current reality. And the places where you failed are those places where you were very doubtful, second-guessing yourself, very fearful, and you were very much pinned down by current circumstances, by current reality. So the point of affirmations are to create empowering messages to your mind, right? Because you have your conscious mind, then you have the subconscious mind, and the subconscious mind tends to be very stubborn, and it tends to want to stay where it currently is, and it tends to want to produce the current results that you've been getting in your life. So the reason, for example, that I have this affirmation that I want to be a millionaire is because I've been dealing with some issues around limiting beliefs around money, and I've been doubting whether I could be a millionaire, and I needed to basically reprogram my subconscious mind to believe that I could be a millionaire. And a very simple, magical, almost unbelievable fact about your subconscious mind is that it believes whatever you repeat to it consistently. And it doesn't matter how true or false the statement is. Whatever you repeat to your subconscious mind consistently, eventually it just soaks that in. Your subconscious mind is like a sponge. Now, there are a couple of tricks here that you have to follow in order to actually get affirmations to work for you. So I'm going to go down and give you my quick little how-to list. So when you're doing affirmations, a couple of things you want to make sure that you're doing. Number one is that, and this is the most important part, is that you have to do your affirmations daily, every single day, without missing a day. That means you do it today, you do it tomorrow, you do it the next day, you do it the following day, then you do it again and again and again and again, and the next week and the next week and the next month and the next month, and you just keep doing it. You have to drill it into your subconscious because your subconscious is like an animal mind. It is not thinking logically about things. This principle that your mind will take on whatever you feed it and say to it, regardless of truth or falsity, that principle only works through brute force and repetition. So you say to yourself consistently all the time, it's like training a dog. That's basically what you're doing, is you have that dog mind inside of you somewhere. You have a mind that's very basic and primitive. Beyond the conscious mind that we have as humans, we have this subconscious primitive mind. And that primitive mind has to be trained through brute repetition. And the key there is to not miss a single day. The way that I do affirmations is 5-minute periods. So I literally will take a timer and I will set aside some time in the morning or in the evening, some quiet time by myself where I just sit down and I press the timer for 5 minutes. I set it to 5 minutes, I press it, go, and then I start doing the affirmations and I just repeat for 5 minutes straight. And I will say to myself, I am a millionaire. I am a millionaire. I am a millionaire. I am a millionaire. And so I'll say that for 5 whole minutes straight without any distractions, without any interruptions. You have to do this in a very quiet environment. You can do it with your eyes open. You can also do it with your eyes closed. And so that's it. That's pretty much how affirmations work. But you have to do that all the time. You have to do it consistently. I would say at least commit yourself to a month of affirmations on whatever specific issue you want to be working on. So if it's money and you want to work on abundance of money, then you would say this I am a millionaire affirmation to yourself for at least a month straight without missing a single day. And maybe even 2 months or 3 months, depending on how much problem you're having in that area. So the more of a problem you're having in there, the more deep-seated that problem is, that limiting belief, the more grounded it is in childhood events, then the more you're going to have to use the affirmations. So that's basically the most important thing, is to do consistently. And this is where most people fail, is that they don't do it consistently. They do it on and off, and so they don't get the results. So I would say that if you're not going to do it consistently, and by consistently I mean every single day, 100%, then don't even do affirmations. They're not going to work for you. So either do it consistently or don't do them at all. Now, if you do decide to do them consistently, then you're going to want to keep in mind a couple of other points about affirmations. The next point is that an affirmation is a short, concise phrase. Ideally a phrase, not even a sentence. So notice, in this example that we're using, I am a millionaire. Very short, simple phrase, right? This is not some long-winded, airy-fairy, conceptual, philosophical statement or some sort of flowery mission statement or some sort of paragraph or a short story about yourself. This is just a simple little phrase, and that's what you want to keep it to. Always keep as few words in your affirmation as you can get to get the gist across, right? So keep them short, keep them sweet, keep them pithy, because your mind, your subconscious mind, again, it likes those slogans. This is something that you want to be able to repeat yourself many, many times within 5 minutes. And it needs to be something that you don't need to even be able to read off a piece of paper. You can just memorize it. Very simple. I am a millionaire. I am a millionaire. I am a millionaire. Let me throw out some other examples for you. How about, I have unlimited energy. I have unlimited energy. I have unlimited energy. I have unlimited energy. How about, what's another one? I love being confident. I love being confident. I love being confident. I love being confident. How about, for those procrastinators out there in the crowd, I'm always taking action. I'm always taking action. I'm always taking action. I'm always taking action, right? You can literally come up with an affirmation for any problem area in your life or any kind of goal that you set for yourself. So whether it's a fitness goal, relationship goals, money goals, career goals, business goals, hobby goals, any kind of personal development goals that you have, any kind of thoughts that you want to have, you can create an affirmation for it. And it's such a flexible technique, which is why it's so powerful and awesome. Okay, the next point. We talked about keeping the phrases short, and I gave you some short examples. The next point is make sure that they're stated in the positive. So notice, if I'm struggling with money, and I have limiting beliefs around money, I am still going to use a positive affirmation to work on that. I'm not going to say, I'm not going to go broke. I'm not going to go broke. I'm not going to go broke. Don't do that. Instead, flip it around and say it in the positive. I'm going to be wealthy. 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 Right? State stuff in the positive always. And this can be a little bit tricky, especially for some of us negative thinkers who are always caught on this idea that we have to be moving away from things. Whether you're stuck and you're unhealthy right now and you want to say, well, I just want to be to my normal health. I don't really want to be super healthy. I just don't want to be unhealthy. So in that case, you might have this natural tendency to say, well, I'm no longer fat. I'm no longer fat. I'm no longer fat. You might do an affirmation like that, but that is a negative affirmation. You want to flip it around and say, I am fit. I am fit. I am fit. Or I'm at my ideal weight. Pick a number. Pick whatever weight you want to be at. For me, it was 170. I'm at 170. I'm at 170. I'm at 170. Whatever that is. Make sure it's positive. It's always got to be positive, because your mind, your subconscious mind especially, tends to exclude that not, that negative part. So when you say, I don't want to be fat, what happens is that your mind just kind of takes out and crosses out the don't, and it just says, I want to be fat. And it just has that picture of fat. You want to move your mind off from the negative pictures onto the positive pictures. So this is also dovetailing with visualization. So that is also an important point, is keeping stuff positive. Another point is, start your affirmations, if you can, with I am. It's nice to start an affirmation with I am, because this goes to your identity. This goes into shaping your beliefs and your self-image about who you really are at the core. So when I say, I am a millionaire, that's something about me. That's like me saying that there's something within me that is generating money, that's attracting money. It's like I was born to be a millionaire, right? It's more, I'm more identifying with that statement. And this is shaping my self-image on a deep level if I do it repeatedly. Whereas if I just say, I have lots of money, or you say something like, I'm making lots of money, that is not so much identity-based. You want to make sure your affirmations are grounded in identity. So I'm always confident. I'm just a confident kind of person. I'm naturally confident, right? You want to make sure that the things that you're adopting are natural to you, that you're stepping into that role and you're like role-playing it, you're feeling it. So if you want to be more confident, you're naturally confident. If you want to be wealthy, you're naturally wealthy. You don't struggle to be wealthy. You just naturally are. That is a powerful way to go about it. So I am. I am this. I am that. I am healthy. I am wealthy. Whatever you want it to be. Next is, be specific. Use specific affirmations. So the more specific you can make it, the better. Do you want to be earning a certain dollar amount per year? Put that into your affirmation. Do you want to be driving a certain type of car with a certain model on it? Put that into your affirmation. Do you want to be living in a certain state, in a certain city, in a certain neighborhood, in a certain house, on a certain street? Put all that into your affirmation. The more specific, then the more your mind will latch onto it and feel like it's real. And the next point, and the last point I think I'll make, is make sure that your affirmations are stated in the present tense. What does this mean? Well, I can say, I will be a millionaire, or I can say, I am a millionaire right now. This one's a little bit tricky, and it took me some time to get my mind around this idea, because I always tend to say, well, I'm not a millionaire right now. I can believe the fact that maybe I'll be a millionaire in the future, but it sounds silly to say that I'm a millionaire right now. No. The point of the affirmation is that you're trying to instill something in yourself, a belief, a sense of confidence and faith. To do that, you say that you are right now, even though you are not. So yes, in the outer world right now, I am not a millionaire. That's just a matter of fact. But in my inner world, I'm reprogramming myself and I'm saying that I am a millionaire. I'm trying to get in touch with that feeling of being a millionaire. What does it feel like? What does a millionaire think like? What does a millionaire visualize? I'm trying to get into that role. And the way you do that is not by imagining that you're going to be a millionaire sometime in the future. It's about just drilling into your mind that you're a millionaire right now, and trusting that that will have its effect. And it does have its effect, because that tried and true principle, whatever you repeat and say to your mind over and over again, is what it's going to absorb, is always at play. So if that's the case, wouldn't you want to leverage that as best as you can and feed yourself with the most powerful type of affirmations possible? Well, I do. That's why I put them in the present tense. All right, so those are my points about positive affirmations. There's more to this. There's more tips and techniques for how to use affirmations, which I'll cover in other videos. In fact, it's part of my personal development blueprint that you can find at actualize.org/blueprint. I have a thing there on affirmations. But this is going to do it here. Please go ahead and start doing affirmations. This is an amazing technique for getting yourself on top of your goals and working out some of your limiting beliefs, some of the stuff that's holding you back in life. All right, so I'm going to be signing off here. Go ahead, share this, like this, leave your comments down below, and of course, visit actualized.org. We have amazing stuff, other techniques that you can use alongside with affirmations, like visualization, contemplation, and other stuff that you can use to really get you to that next level in life that you want to be at. And you can also sign up to my newsletter there, which is going to give you free videos every week, just like this one, right in your inbox.